I don't know much about it either way. All I know is that yesterday he was stuck inside the water cooler, and today he's not.
Well, yes, but I mean, don't they check the water before they make coffee?
Check the coffee, that's right. How do you think it gets that full-bodied flavor?
Oh, coffee shop guy, haven't you seen what they do in the water?
Well, yes, I have. What's your point?
Releases everyone. It's time to. It's almost time to start the program. Yes. So everyone in your places.
How much time do we have, Announcer Foggy?
Let's see. The show is supposed to start exactly 1 minute ago.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's just enough time to go lock myself in the bathroom and cry my eyes out over the turn that my acting career has taken. I'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Sit Down, Stand Up, Roll Over Sideways show. Today, we present our interpretation of It's a Mediocre Life. Yes.
It's a Christmas carol. We're doing a Christmas carol.
We present our interpretation of a Christmas krill or some such thing. We join Jack McScrooge as he is sitting in his counting house, counting out his money.
When?
Excuse me, Mr. McScrooge.
Oh, darn it, you made me lose count.
I just need to get through here and get some coal.
Ernie Cratchit, are you going to put more of my expensive coal on that fire?
No, I wasn't going to put it on the fire, sir.
Well, what were you going to do with it?
Well, you see, it's so cold in here, sir, that the fire is frozen, so I was going to build another fire to thaw it out.
Oh, well, okay then.
Hey there, I was looking for Mr. Scrooge and or Molly.
Well, you're not looking very hard then, are you? He's right over there.
Well, it ain't my fault I couldn't find him. He was misfiled. Hey there, Mr. McScrooge. I'm Mr. Shifty and Mr. Sly.
Mr. Shifty and Mr. Sly?
Yeah, I'm twins. See how much I look alike?
Wait a minute, if you are twins, why do you have two different last names?
Well, if I had the same last name, how could you tell me apart?
Good point. What can I do for you, Mr. Shifty and Mr. Sly?
Well, at this present time of year, your McScrooginess, it seems fitting that we should endeavor to do a little something for the poor. And so, I is collecting a fund which we're to buy common necessities for the poor and then sell them to the poor at an inflated price. Forget I mentioned that last part.
Mr. Shifty, are there no prisons?
Prisons? Where do you think I just came from?
Mr. Shifty, I do not make merry myself at Christmas, nor can I afford to make idle people merry.
Idle people?
Yeah, you know, like Vishnu and Buddha. Have you seen how much Buddha eats?
Well, yeah, you got a point there. I don't think anybody could afford to make him merry.
I bid you good day, Mr. Shifty.
Eh, so long.
Mr. McScrooge, it's time to go home.
I thought I would stay here and work late, Mr. Cratchit.
But you can't do that, sir. I mean, if you don't go home and meet the ghost, our listeners are going to be awfully put out.
Oh, true, true. And I suppose you'll want the whole day off on Christmas, won't you?
Oh, if it's quite convenient, sir.
Oh, you are serious. All right, but be here all the earlier next morning.
How early should I be, sir?
About 24 hours. Toodaloo.
And so Jack went home to his bedroom, where he met the ghost of his former partner.
Loser! Woo!
I say, Jacob Grumley?
Yep, it be me, sir.
I didn't know you were dead.
Well, I done told you I was dead at the end of the last episode, sir.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
Nope, quite dead, sir.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've come here to warn you that you're going to be visited by three ghosts, sir.
Does that include you?
Hang on a minute.
Let's see. Christmas past and Christmas future and Christmas past. 1, 2, 3.
I've come to warn you that you'll be visited by four ghosts tonight, sir.
Oh, okay.
And now I must leave you, sir.
Leave me? Why must you leave me?
Because I'm playing the part of your nephew Fred at the end of the show, and I've got to go to wardrobe to change.
Okay, toodles.
And so, Jack McScrooge went to bed and waited for the first, that is, the second ghost.
I am the ghost of Christmas Past!
Christmas Past? You look like Mustard the Ninja.
Oh, well, it's seasonal work, you know. I have another job to make money between seasons, but that's not the point. I am here to show you your past. Now follow me out the window.
Oh, very well.
Oh, I forgot about that whole mortal and liable to fall thing. I'm so sorry about that. Over here, McScrooge. Do you know this place?
Know it? I could walk it blindfolded.
Well, of course you could walk it blindfolded. This is a radio show. There are no visuals.
Yeah.
Look, over there. Who is that lonely, neglected boy?
Why, that is me. Are you saying that I am neglected? Ghost of Christmas Past? Spirit, are you saying that I'm neglected? Spirit?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was concentrating on something else. This is boring, let's go see another Christmas.
Will Jack McScrooge ever be reformed? Will Ernie Cratchit ever get to thaw out his frozen fire? And will Jack's acting career ever recover? Tune in again for the conclusion of a Christmas Krill. I still don't understand that title. There's no Krill in the story. It doesn't make any sense.
This portion of the Sit Down Stand Up Show has been brought to you by Bob's Quality Krill. Fine krill for the most discerning cetaceans. Just ask any whale you see what is the best kind of krill, and he's sure to answer.